The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Vitaly Galom. That's a name that may not mean a lot to many of you, but if you're in Silicon Valley, Vitaly is a player. He is very well known in tech venture and he is a VC or venture capitalist who has written a bestseller called Accelerated Startup, Everything You Need to Know to Make Your Startup Dreams Come True. And that is why he is the star turn at the Cork Institute of Technology Nimbus Research Centre tech event on January the 22nd, where he's likely to impart a few home truths to startups. For example, some startups who are turned down by VCs feel that the VCs just don't understand them and that they don't know anything.
Yes, that's unfortunately something that that a lot of entrepreneurs perceive because they're looking kind of inside out. Investors look, you know, at the really big picture, and you'll notice that there, you know, just in certain, like in any market, there are certain trends. Investors, venture capital investors, are investing on behalf of others. They're investing their fund that they raise, so it's their profession, and part of the profession is to look at what's coming down the line and what are the mega trends, the big trends, and the things that will create the next billion-dollar companies. So it may be something that just doesn't fit those trends, or you know, there are certain red flags or certain patterns that are noticed that, you know, there may be gaps in the team, or there's not enough traction or proof points yet from the customers to show that this will be a fast growth company. And, you know, there are plenty of companies out there that are great companies. There are lifestyle businesses. They will never be bigger than, let's say, 10 or 20 people. And they'll be a great business for somebody and a great, you know, lifestyle, just the way it's called. But venture capitalists are looking for things that will grow very quickly, you know, within a few years into something that's worth billions, that will employ hundreds or thousands.
Okay.
So that's really the difference.
What is the cardinal sin that time after time you see startups making, in particular when they come to present to you?
The main thing that entrepreneurs need to know is that you really do get that one chance, the first impression. And when you do go out fundraising, you have to kind of control that process and you have to have all those meetings with as many investors as possible around the same time so you can kind of control the process. And it's really that fear of missing out that drives investors. When you see a company out there fundraising and everybody talks in every ecosystem, you want to feel like, you know, this rocket ship is taking off and I really want to see it in that rocket ship. So that's really the main thing. Investors are in the business of reducing risk, and the best way to do that is to wait, right? If you can wait, be nice to somebody, maintain the relationship, tell them to come back to you with more data, more traction, more success, you're going to do that. So if the entrepreneur can create this fear of missing out, this pressure showing that it's working, that somebody will invest in this company, it will go fast, then that will get investors off their butt to write a check.
Realistically, how much time should an Irish startup going to Silicon Valley give themselves to say, look, I have to give it X amounts of months, or is it years?
So this notion of a foreign company coming to Silicon Valley as a visitor doesn't really work. Silicon Valley investors, you know, if they're interested in investing in Irish companies or French companies or you know, Chinese companies, they will go there and they will look for companies that are there and they will study the market and they will become active in that market. If you're coming, you know, if somebody told you, hey, pay us this little fee, we're going to bring you to Silicon Valley, we're going to put on a demo day, and you're going to meet lots of investors, unfortunately, it's a little bit, I don't want to use the word scam, but it's not going to yield any results because Silicon Valley investors invest in Silicon Valley companies. So if the intent of the Irish company is to become a Silicon Valley company, at the very least, they have to come over and then leave somebody here to kind of establish at least a second office for business development. And out of that, they may develop, you know, investor relationships. And it really has to be kind of the headquarters. So really the principles, the CEO has to be here to fundraise and to do sales and marketing.
You have your finger on the Silicon Valley pulse. Where is the smart money in Silicon Valley going at the moment? What should Irish startups be looking at? What areas?
Yeah, so, you know, Silicon Valley, as I mentioned, operates in these trends. And if you look at Clayton Christensen's technology S-curve, well, he made it famous. He's a famous Harvard Business School professor. you need to take a look at kind of what's coming up. And for a long time, money is being invested into research and development by universities, by companies, into new technology. And then this new technology at some point matures and is able to be commercialized into products and companies. So we kind of take a look at, you know, what's being developed, and looking a few years down the road, you have this opportunity, this golden ticket, this window between when technology is ready to be commercialized, this race to build new companies out of it, and then this kind of maturity point where the big companies already own that particular space. So if you look at, for example, the mobile world, you're certainly not going to start a new smartphone company. If you look at social, right, Facebook used to be a startup at some point, and there was MySpace, and there were other big social networks at that point. They weren't first, but they won the battle, and now good luck starting a new social network. So the idea is to kind of catch this new technology that's going to create these new opportunities at the cusp and build something towards it. And, well, you have to kind of see a couple of years ahead already. So the four particular areas that I find really compelling are obviously artificial intelligence. That's the biggest buzzword out there, and that can be applied to a number of things. So I particularly look at AI applied to finance, so basically automation of different financial products and financial markets, and AI applied to healthcare, both on the clinical side as well as on the back office side. So it could be billing, it could be all sorts of things. Augmented reality is certainly an interesting place. VR, virtual reality, is more about consumption, and it's more of a bridging technology. Augmented reality will change the way we use our phones, our smartphones, our computers, our TVs in the living room, etc. All those screens are going to change into augmented reality or some version of it in the coming few years. Advanced manufacturing, so 3D printing and various forms of that and related, that will substantially change manufacturing, the way it's done and where it's done. So U.S. will become the number one manufacturing country once again, because 3D printing will allow it to be much more efficient to print, to manufacture products closer to the customer. Unfortunately for the labor class, it's also going to be highly automated, right? So 3D printing is fascinating, what's happening there now. And it started with little desktop, you know, print a iPhone case, but the really interesting part is what's happening on the industrial side, on the manufacturing side. And then the last area I would say is synthetic biology. So this is using, chemistry and biology to both in kind of healthcare world, but also in material science, in synthetic leathers, and in the future of food. So all those areas are really, really fascinating, and we can certainly talk about each one for a long time. But I'll be talking more about that at the CIT event.
And that is Vitaly Golomb, who will, as he says, be at the CIT's Nimbus Research Centre event, Páirc Chaoimh, Cork, January the 22nd.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.